Good morning, good evening, welcome to October 9th, today's call on the IRD Expert Working Group. On the call, I have Naoki, Jody, Samar, Jim, Nishit, myself, Steve, anyone else on the line that I haven't called?
I'm here, this is Takao.
Hi Takao, how are you? Anybody else on the line? Okay, so over to you, Jim.
Thank you, Steve. This is Jim Galvin for the transcript. So my question to the folks here, I guess we had two actions left over from last week, and the action I want to focus on first here is discussion of our charter and what we're doing. So Steve and I have actually spent some time chatting about this. Steve had pulled together the document that you see in front of you here, both on the screen, and of course, if you go to the Google Docs directly, you'll be able to see the same document there, and you can actually edit it, too, while you're looking at it. But one of the questions that I had, and frankly, I got a little stuck on this question. Steve and I kind of explored it for a while and decided that, you know, the right thing to do here is to open the dialogue here with the rest of the committee members. I was trying to distinguish, in deciding what it was we're going to do in our scope, I was trying to distinguish us from the other groups that are actively doing things in this space, in this who is related space. And frankly, I got a little stuck. So let me just, you know, paint a certain picture here, and then I really am very interested in comments from others about where we should go, and of course, you know, if my picture isn't quite right, if you had a different picture, you know, that would be very helpful to consider for us to talk about here. We have this expert working group that's out there, and its role, you know, by my understanding, and again, you know, perhaps your understanding is a little different, its job is defining the purpose of registration data, which in my view, implicit in that is defining, you know, all of the elements that are relevant to registration data, and then come up with a new model for directory services and how those will be supported by GTLDs in particular, but you know, ideally, if it works, it'll broaden and include some ccTLDs, too. So that's one. Two, we have the translation and transliteration working group from the GNSO, which is still in the formative stages. They themselves are, you know, drafting their charter at the moment and pulling that together. But there is a final issues report that was used as the basis for that. And of course, there is the recommendations from the joint GNSO-ESAC Internationalized Registration Data Working Group. And, you know, that was the group that caused this translation transliteration group to come into existence. So its purpose, as I understand it, is to define whether or not translation and transliteration will occur, and if so, where and when it will happen in the registration system, okay? And then you have us, okay? And our role as, if you look at the words that are in the announcement, we're asked to define the requirements for internationalized registration data and then produce a data model for those requirements for directory services. Okay? So what I'm wondering is, where do we fit in the scheme of these other groups that are out there? I mean, what is our job and how does it differ from the others? Frankly, to put a particular spin on it, maybe to be a bit provocative here for the purposes of discussion, I'm kind of wondering, is there more work to be done than simply saying that all registration data elements simply need to include metadata, specifically a language and a script that goes with it, so that any operations that need to be formed on it, you know, have the proper context in which to do that. So with that as kind of an introduction, I'm interested in some discussion. You know, what are other people's expectations about what we're doing, and how would you expand on that one single provocative statement that I'm making about our role and what we have to say? Anyone?
Hey, James, this is Jody. Say, could you make that statement again?
Okay, so again, I'm just sort of making this up as we go here for discussion purposes, but my statement is that all data elements that are important for the registration process are required to include metadata in the form of the language and script of the content of that element. That's what I'm saying.
So, Sarmad, I'd like to get in the line.
Please, Sarmad, go ahead.
So, actually, I would like to probably say that we probably need to do a little more. So, what you're saying is actually probably the bare minimum, that we need to say that we need metadata, but we need to, for example, explore what the metadata would contain, so language information or script information or both information, pieces of information, is that information to be included for all elements or particular elements, so for whether this information is data element specific or for a larger chunk of data defined at the same time. What we also perhaps was, if you start thinking about it, though we are not working on integration or translation models, we still need to, for example, think about which fields are more important as far as translation or translation is concerned, where transliteration would be a better option, where translation would be a better option. Even if we are giving both options, maybe we want to eventually keep things generic. We may want to prioritize which one is preferred, and that should be part of the recommendation. We also, at some point, I think, need to, when we are talking about translation and transliteration, somehow maintain some internal metrics in the data, for example, which says what the confidence of that transliteration or translation is. So, for example, if I am putting that data online to a registry, and I'm doing a very careful manual analysis versus somebody else, another registry is putting in transliteration data to unseen, unverified automatic machine process. The confidence of that data versus confidence of my data perhaps is going to be different. So are we going to capture that level of accuracy, which may eventually feed into other processes? So there are, I think, if once we start discussing things, I'm not sure whether all this information is going to go into the data element. But these are some of the things which we need to really discuss, what needs to go in. Just saying that some metadata about the language would, as I said, be something minimal, but we really do need to have more details. Transliteration and translation group is probably going to look at the viability of different levels of translation, but they may not still tell us which data to transliterate, which data to translate, and how to capture the variation in translation and transliteration, whether that needs to be captured or not, the data element, for example. So I think there is some overlap, but I see some difference in goal with that particular group. As far as EWG is concerned, I think there is a significant overlap, but the level of detail we are going to go in EWG, I'm sure, is not going to go into that level of detail for IDN specific issues. They are going to probably look at more from a FP point of view.
So I think there is obviously validation to our work even from the EWG context as well. So that's all from me for now.
So thank you, Sarmad. You said an awful lot there, and I was trying to take some notes here, and I got a couple of things out of that, and I guess I have a question for you. At one point, you did talk about there being a lot of overlap with the translation and transliteration working group. Did I hear that correctly? You did say that, right?
There is overlap in the sense, so some overlap, but they are basically, I think, from what my understanding is, that they are saying what are translation opportunities, what are translation opportunities, looking from manual processes to automated processes, and they're more looking at the quality of that content. What we are looking at is not the quality of the content, but how to capture that content once it is generated.
So I'm sorry, say the last sentence again. We're looking not just at the property of the content, but what?
No. So I'm saying that from what I understand, the translation group looking at the quality of the content. And what we are looking at is not the content's quality, but its representation inside the data model.
Okay. So that's an important distinction. Let me just say that back, make sure I have that right. So you're suggesting that the translation and transliteration working group is concerned with the quality of the content, and our role is to be concerned about the representation of the content.
Right, the transliterated and translated content.
Jim, this is Steve. There's Admin raised his hand just to let you know.
Okay, thank you. Yes. I want to clarify, I noticed that, Edmund. I want to clarify one other thing here. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought, but that's okay. So let's go to Edmund. Edmund, please, go ahead.
Hello? Can people hear?
Yes. Yes, now
okay,
we can hear you.
Good. Sorry, I was on mute now. So I guess I was listening into your sort of statement to get the discussion started. I think it's a good point to get us starting thinking. I guess I agree with Sarmad. At least you try to stimulate our thought, and you probably succeeded in that. And I think there is probably a few more things that we probably should do as to exactly what I'm thinking out loud myself as well. But perhaps one of the ways is to reverse your particular statement or turn it into a question and ask what the others what we think the others would produce, and then how ours would fit into it. Because one of the things is that what I'm seeing in the sort of the name of what we do is these requirements and also the data model for the internationalized race registration data. And one of the first things that come to mind is to perhaps need to think about which data elements need internationalization and what do we really mean and how the data model would work. You mentioned adding metadata for the language and script, but it is possible that, even let's say an address field could have multiple addresses, and, is that a kind of data model that we need to hint on in terms of our, if we think that is something that is useful, is that a model that we need to identify and provide in our report? So I guess my question is perhaps for us to think about what other guys do, what we think other groups would be doing, and then and then the gap might become more apparent.
Okay, thank you. I believe I heard two distinct things there. I want to play them back and see if I got this right here. So one question that you were suggesting that we look at here and consider is which data elements need internationalization. And the second is, you didn't actually say this explicitly, I'm kind of inferring this from what you said, but would multi-valued elements have separate metadata for each of the elements? You also put a question up in front, which is we should ask ourselves, what are the other groups going to produce? And then we can consider how we can add to that. So I guess that's actually three things. Do you agree with those three things?
Yep, that's a good summary.
Okay, thanks. That tees me back to the question that I had for Sarmad, because Sarmad, you were suggesting that, you know, we're looking at the representation, and I guess what I wanted to follow up with that is what is the next step from that? I mean, my provocative statement was of the form that, yes, we care about the representation, and our concern is that all elements have to have metadata associated with it. So what's the next step after saying that? What's the next thing that we would need to do, you know, given that you have that kind of requirement?
So is that so? I guess this is Sarmad again. So as I said, I think the last fall as well, we need a starting point as far as ASCII data is concerned. And even though we probably perceive that some of this data is going to change as well, but you know that's okay. But we can at least start the work based on what we actually already have. So we start from, you know, the latest model of RAA or whatever is valid at this time. And this is an exercise which was done earlier in as well. But I think that would be still a good place to start, that we take each element in that in the set of elements required for who is at this time. And we go for each data, we see what are internationalization requirements for the data, whether that, you know, do we need to have different levels of internationalization requirements for our data? For example, one could have yes or no, or one could have a three-level thing which says that definitely yes, maybe, and, you know, not required, or even four which says absolutely no. You know, we need to, for example, formulate a leveling of requirement of a particular data in a global language. Obviously, that data will be required in the local language in the internationalized domain. So we need to look at those details. Then we need to also perhaps see that if something is required in a global language, is that something critical enough that must be, for example, very highly translated with high quality, versus there could be elements which are generally needed, high quality is not needed, so those things can be done through automated transliteration or translation mechanisms. So again, I think start with something basic core, start doing some analysis, you know, talking about some of these details and see how, you know, different dimensions evolve on top of it. So I would probably suggest doing a prototypical exercise on some of these things just to get ourselves oriented. And once we do start doing some of these things, we keep asking ourselves and we're saying, that is this our job or is this the job of some other working group? Is this what we need to do, or if we don't need to do this, then we stop there and, you know, start focusing on something else. So those are possible, you know, one possible complete way forward.
So So, Armad, one of the questions that Edmund had put out there was that we should explore was which data elements need internationalization. So a question that I would ask back to Edmund and to you, if I understand what you were just suggesting, is isn't that question and isn't what you were just talking about, Sarmad, isn't that what the Internationalized Registration Data Working Group did? I mean, the GNSO ESSAC report, we did look at common data elements and observe that, which ones could have internationalization and which ones should, and in fact identified the standards that might define how those elements would work if they were internationalized. So my question is, are we repeating that work, or could you say more about how we're extending that work? And Edmund, I notice you still have your hand up. I don't know if you had a new comment to make. Let me, put those questions to you first.
I can comment. Sorry, this is Edmund. Sorry, I forgot to put my hand down. But I guess in response, I think you're quite right that the report already has a lot of that. But I think at least this group needs to probably confirm that. I'm getting a little bit confused with all these groups anyway. This is the expert working group, right? Is this the idea of this working group is to provide some expert opinion on these items? Did I get it correct, or is this just the GNSO working group? I just want to clarify, make sure this is.
You're correct. This is an expert working group, now you're kind of getting to the same place that I was in about exactly what we're supposed to be doing in this space.
Right. So I guess what we probably should do is that use the report as a starting point, and we can all just agree to it, and I believe there are certain elements that were left relatively open-ended, and I guess there, from there, we probably need to weigh in, based on the discussion around this group, and also to consider what the requirements of that data field and how we think the data model should as a high level look like. That's sort of, again, I'm thinking loud here, I'm ready to be corrected or moderated. But as an initial feeling, I think that's probably the direction we could take.
Okay, so let me play that back. A little bit here, and then let's try and give an opportunity if there's others who would like to speak. If you can, put your hand up here in the Adobe Connect room, I'd like to hear what others think too. I think what I heard you suggest, Edmund, was this is an expert working group. So one possible interpretation here is that what the GNSO, ESSAC report did was make a particular proposal about what it thought about data elements. And so one approach that we could take is we should go back over that report, confirm that they had an appropriate list of data elements, and then actually go back and confirm for each of those elements the proposal that was made by that working group, and then either agree or disagree with it. And that would be a useful and important contribution to this process. Did I correctly summarize what you were saying?
Yes, but I would probably add a little bit to the latter part, and to probably talk about, because it's been a while since I went to the report, but I don't believe there were actual sort of data model concepts in the report. So we should probably come up with that, and you know what type of requirements. Because looking at it, you know, it's talking about the requirements and the model, and so what the GNSO SAC working group created was sort of a look at what on the policy level what might be required, and I guess our job is to take a look at it at a slightly more technical level and say, hey, this is if these are the policies that you want to put in, then these are the technical requirements that need to be in place.
I see. So I'll phrase that back a little differently again here. Yes, we should, to the extent that GNSO ESSAC report was looking at technical requirements, we should in fact confirm that and propose the policies that should go around that for some policy development work.
You can phrase it that way as well. I'm good with that.
Okay. I'm going to do a little bit of a roll call here and going around and asking others to speak. So you should expect your name to get called out here, but I'm going to start with Sarmad. I want Sarmad to speak to the question that I started with Edmund here. To recharacterize the question, distinguish our work from what was done by the GNSO ESSAC joint report. I mean, it did actually look at data elements and what could be internationalized about them, and it sounded like you were suggesting that, Sarmad, and so I just want to clarify if that's what you meant or how we could extend the work of the GNSO ESSAC report.
So this is Sarmad. So one possibility, for example, which I was thinking was so one area of extension definitely is the transliteration and translation bits. That was not covered in the report. The earlier report actually laid that out as a question mark and left it there. And it actually did not make any recommendations. So that's definitely one area which needs to be addressed. And this working group really does need to go into that whether a translation or transliteration is required or not, and if it is required for which fields, and what level of accuracy per field. So I think that's one concrete thing which we need to do beyond the report. The second thing was,
Sarmad, I'm sorry to interrupt, but before you go on to the second thing, you know, if you're suggesting that we should look at translation and transliteration, then the next question that I would ask is how we would distinguish that work from the translation and transliteration working group that's going to be looking at that.
No, I'm not suggesting that we look at translation or transliteration. What I am suggesting is we specify which element needs to be translated or transliterated. The other working group is looking at the quality of how it should be done rather than which elements need to be done. And if I am wrong in my understanding, please, I think I need to make that clear on my end.
Let me try and play that please. Back here. So if the other group is focused on the quality of the translation and transliteration, we could focus on which elements should be translated or transliterated.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, thank you. And so I interrupted you before. You were specifying two things that we could do to extend.
Right.
What's your second thing?
So that was the first thing. Well, that is actually the second thing. The first thing actually is that the core data, we said, needs to be developed in a local language. And then, obviously, as a second step, we need to go and translate. So the first step is then we need to define which data, how that data, which what are the data elements and how they need to be well, how they need to be represented. This work obviously was done in the previous report, but I think there is probably some more work which needs to be done. So one example is that that earlier it was suggested that a particular element should be encoded in a particular protocol or standard. What I would probably, for example, suggest is that we look at other possible standards. I know we looked at those as well. And perhaps one possibility is propose a more generic model which says that instead of saying that this data is in this standard or should be in this standard, we have a more generic model which says that here's a field which should specify the data and here's another field which specifies the standard in which that data is, and we leave that open to other people to decide which standard they want to follow. So I guess I go back to what Adnan just said, is that even though some homework was done, I think it's useful to open that discussion again and see if we can make a more generic model or a specific model, whichever is more appropriate, but at least have that discussion and then close that discussion again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I believe what I heard is you were agreeing with Edmund that we should go back and review the work that was done, especially in the GNSO ESSAC joint report, and we should you know, confirm that we do agree with that. We should also check that the data elements listed there match the data elements that are now specified as part of the applicant guidebook and the various agreements. And we should, you know, confirm that we agree with that work, or perhaps explore other options and include that too, if that's appropriate. Would that be fair?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And Steve Shang, I just got some weird error message from the Adobe Connect room. But let me go around the room here and ask for others who to comment on this discussion. Everyone's been kind of quiet here. I'm just going to go down the list as it's listed here in the Adobe Connect room for me. So, Jody, you're up next.
Hi.
Comments from you?
Yeah, my comments were that my understanding, and I'm not sure that this is right, that we were going to be determining how to store the data and the presentation of the data. So I wasn't as much concerned about the transliteration or the translation of the data, but actually how it was stored and how it would be presented to the user through a web interface or through port 43 who is. That was my understanding, and I'll just, you know, I'm happy to do whatever we need to finish, but that was my understanding of what we were going to be doing.
So that's fine. Let me ask the following question. With respect to the presentation of the data, how would you distinguish this work, our work, from what the expert working group on new directory services is going to be doing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I thought the new directory services was more of storing the data to be searchable. And the way that they were going to present it was being able to take all the data from all the registries. And I'm not sure that I understand that quite correctly. So it seems to me that we may be working very closely with that group as far as the presentation of the data and what would be presented.
Interesting. I agree that it sure seemed like their report, their initial draft report, sure seemed to focus on that.
And I haven't read that report, but from the descriptions that you've been giving, it sure sounds like it's very similar.
I mean, it is. I had always thought that the expert working group, again, you know, it's really about trying to define a new, well, replacing the WHOIS protocol, and they're starting with a clean slate in figuring out what it means to do that. And so, yeah, they kind of went down this path of a centralized server and something different for display. Well, and then again, to another detailed question about your store the data and presentation of the data, to some extent, the GNSO-ESSAC joint report actually weighed in on some of these issues. You know, specifically with storing the data, it talked about the standards that might be relevant for the syntax of the data. And with respect to presentation, same thing. There were, you know, some standards that might be relevant, as well as speaking to the issue of using a local representation where appropriate for the user. Can you say anything about how you would see our work being distinguished from that, or need more time to think about that?
I need a little more time to think about that, James.
Okay. That's fine. Let's move on down to next on the list here. I have Naoki.
Yes?
Yes, Naoki is still with us. So, you know, any comments or questions from you with respect to, you know, our charter, our work, and what we're going to be doing?
Currently I have no question to that statement. I posted the text file to the working group list, and which is explaining data model on JP domain name. I try to explain the data model by using fluid output. Please refer to that file. And if you have any question and comment, please send reply to that mail. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I did appreciate that you sent an explanation of what JPRS does with respect to who is now. In respect to the presentation, I observe you make the distinction about having both English and Japanese formats. Do you know, do you actually store it in both formats, or is it, translated in some way prior to display?
Both data always stored in our registration database.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you. So that leaves us with Nishi, I believe, right?
Hi, Jim. This is Nishi here.
Yes.
As of now, I don't have anything to add to the discussion, but I'm definitely looking forward to plus more things. So that's it.
Okay, thank you. I guess it's up to me to try and summarize this and, create this into, draft this into something actionable.
Hi, Jim. This is Steve. I think Takao is also on the line.
My apologies.
No problem at all.
Hello, please, go ahead.
Yes, before I answer my question, I want to add to Kanda-san's answer about the Japanese data. So, actually, question. So, Jim, you asked him that whether that gets translated or entered, and I believe those are entered manually. Can I have the clarification? Kame-san?
Yes, please. Naoki?
Sorry, I couldn't understand that.
So the question, as I understood it, was I had asked you about the Japanese and the English, if they are, stored that way, or if there's a translation or transliteration that occurs. You had indicated that they are stored together, but I believe the question that Takao is asking here is, where is that? When does that translation occur? Does the user enter it in both forms, or is there a translation step before it gets stored in both forms?
When I accept data from registrar, the data is translated already. Our service translated data to another language. We do not translate it. Probably, registrants translate their data when they register domain name.
So you're suggesting that the registrant provides both forms, that even the registrar does not do the translation or transliteration. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Takao, does that answer your question?
Yes, but a little bit, it's different from what I understood, because, for instance, when I do use Japanese services as well as my own service, but when I use Japanese one, I believe that there are entry sets that I have to enter both in Japanese and in ASCII. So that didn't give me the impression that they are actually doing any translation or transliteration, except for some fields such as like state names and stuff like that. Those are drop-down lists that we just pick, and then that gets picked automatically. But otherwise, you know, like street names and stuff like that are in both, you know, have to be entered in both ASCII and then Japanese. Am I right?
I believe that was the answer that he gave, but Noki?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Currently, we accept two languages of data,
right.
English one and Japanese one. We automatically, one language, we don't automatically translate one language to another language.
Say, this is Jody. Say, Takao, I wonder if it was the registrar that forced you to enter in both English and Japanese and not the registry.
Okay. Let me take this offline. I do some investigation and then get back to the thread. I don't want to, you know, suck too much time on this subject. So, sorry about that. So, let me just go back to the original roll call part, okay?
Yes, please. That's fine. Thank you.
Yes, and then I'm in agreement with the actually Edmund and Jody. The only part that I was just wanting to add is I had thought that you know our job was to more towards getting to like a realization. You know, once we have this. You know, the suggestions or recommendations come in, you know, and our job also is to make sure that our recommendations are really like, you know, actually actionable recommendations so that there people like, you know, ourselves can also start like actual, you know, being ready for implementation. That's kind of what I understood, if it makes any sense.
Okay, so I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not sure if I understood correctly
the last thing
that you were saying there. I think maybe you were suggesting that, I think going back to what I think Edmund was focused on was we should be reviewing the work that was done by others and making a commitment and a specific recommendation to either support those or, you know, if we need to update them in some way, then we should do that too. Would that be fair, or were you saying something different?
Yes, that's fair. And then I actually in the review, I wanna ask to weigh in. So in the sense that we. Bring that to a realization. That's the part. I'm not sure that's understood.
Right. So whatever recommendations we make, we just need to make sure that those are actionable and you know, reasonable for all parties concerned.
Yep.
Okay. So with that, let me. I think I want to think about this a little bit, but I guess the path that I'm headed down in trying to write some words around the role of this working group and our scope and what we're doing, trying to expand a little bit on the idea that we've been asked for two deliverables, essentially, which is the requirements for internationalized data and, of course, producing a data model to go with that, with those requirements, the data model for presentation for those requirements. I believe what I heard here today is that we want to go back and review all of the various inputs that are available to us, a primary focus on the GNSO ESSAC report, because it really had some detailed requirements about internationalizing registration data. We should go back and review those, confirm that they are complete, and also that they match, you know, what we believe are, should be the current expectations. That report was done a couple of years ago, and, of course, the world has changed a little bit in the last couple of years, so reviewing that work and confirming that we still agree with it is an appropriate thing to do. Then there's the issue of completeness of what was in that report, because we now have an applicant guidebook which has some specifications about elements in it, and we also have registry agreements and registrar agreements that have some notes in there about data elements. So we should just confirm that the GNSO ESSAC joint report was complete in its review of elements. With respect to a data model, for the directory services, I admit that I'm still a little bit stuck on what to say there. You know, ESSAC, of course, had proposed a data model in its SAC 54, but its data model was focused more on registration data at the core, at the base. That work is work that I'm expecting the expert working group on new directory services to be focused on. That is the purpose of registration data, and thus it gets to define what data elements are important for registration data, which means it would be updating, assuming that it does complete that task, it would be updating the set of data elements that we're looking at. I'm still struggling with whether there's more to say on the directory services data model side than the fact that data has to have, all data elements have to have metadata associated with it so that clients can, you know, make an appropriate choice about how to display the information. And I'm thinking specifically about language and script information. That's probably a lot to take in here because I think I just tried to rattle that off in a couple of minutes here. Anyone have any reaction to that? I mean, I'll do my best to work with Steve to try to craft this into some words, and so you'll have a chance to look at it and we can comment on it. But let me ask here: anyone want to comment at all here? Any hands?
Jim, this is Steve. I'd like to join the queue.
Please, Steve, go ahead.
I think so going through the IRD report, it's a very good suggestion. One thing I know that this working group also, you know, by reviewing and updating those requirements, this working group can also be a vehicle of implementation for some of those recommendations. Because as far as I can tell, the only outcome coming out of the IRD report is the translation and transliteration PDP. So I think the data elements, anything that is up to date, and we update in this working group, that can be a vehicle of implementation for us to recommend to the ICANN board and the community. So that's one point. It seems that we made some assumptions. What I'm hearing is we may made some assumptions about what the actual working group does, what does the translation and transliteration working group does. Maybe, you know, one thing to suggest is to have a phone call with these working groups to kind of confirm, you know, what they are doing or whether we think what they're doing they're actually doing. So doing so at the beginning would avoid surprises later on. On an administrative note, I shared the working group chart in Google Docs to you all so you can all view. And if you have suggestions, you know, maybe you want to produce, working group members want to put some tags as well. But that's just a suggestion. Thanks, Jim.
So thank you for that, Steve. Yes, folks should certainly feel free to edit the proposed charter here on Google Docs, and Steve and I will take an action to try to fill that out based on the discussion that we've had here today. With respect to meeting with the other groups, I'm not opposed, but I think this brings us actually to the second action that we had from last week, and maybe in the last couple of minutes here, Steve, if you were able to find out, if you could speak to this question of confidentiality and the rules under which we work, what our options are.
Thank you, Jim. I apologize. I have not got time to work on it, but I will send an email shortly and copy the list. Thank you.
Okay.
I think our model should be similar what the EWG is, their model of disclosure and confidentiality. That's my current best thinking.
Yes, well, as we had said last week, I think in general, you know, we would prefer to operate, you know, in a closed room, and ultimately the expectation would be that our all of our work products and interim work products would be available for review. But while we're trying to get our work done, we would maintain just a closed room view about our work. Which brings me really to the only question they had about meeting with the other groups. Well, the translation and transliteration group, I don't think it's an option to meet with them. They're still drafting their charter, so I'm not even sure that they know what they're doing yet. Meeting with the expert working group is an interesting suggestion, though. I'm sorry, someone wanted to speak?
Jim, the translation and transliteration working group, they don't have the working group yet, but they have a drafting team, and they have a chair. This is just a suggestion, like a call between you and the chair of the other working group members are interested in those in that call. But that's just a suggestion.
I'm okay with that if no one objects. I mean, at least maybe just sort of opening the dialogue with the chair over there and just say that, you know, we're interested in coordinating, and obviously we don't want to duplicate work. Since we're kind of formative at the moment, as are they, this would be a good opportunity for do that. Does anyone have any objections to my reaching out to the chair of that drafting party just to see where they're headed? Okay.
Not at all.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said no, not at all. Sounds good.
Okay. So I take away from today's meeting two actions. One that I'll work with Steve to try to put into words the discussion that we had here today. I want to thank everyone for jumping in and contributing. It was helpful, and I'll do my best to try to convert this into something we can work with in our charter. And I will reach out to the translation and transliteration chair to discuss, just to open the dialogue, just so they know that we want to be careful not to overlap work, and we'll figure out you know, what we want to do about meeting or staying in touch with each other. Steve still has the action carried forward from last week about finding out what our options are for working confidentially, at least within ourselves for now.
Yes, Jim.
And so those are the three things. I guess I don't want to get ahead of things. I was thinking I might have a suggestion for what the next steps are, but I guess the primary focus needs to be on getting the charter done. So I don't want to jump into anything else just yet. I believe that where we are is we do want to review all of the things that are in the GNSO SAC joint report, International Registration Data Report. So let me suggest that there is a fourth action here, and that is that that's going to be our starting point, our primary starting point, to review the data elements that are discussed there and what was said about them. So let me just ask that folks prepare for our next meeting by reviewing that document so that you're in a place where we can begin to discuss it if we can get past this charter quickly. Between now and next week, or at least early next week. Any objections to that? Okay, with that, I believe that we are right at the top of the hour here. So let me turn it back over to Steve to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. The action items that I see are for me to check the confidentiality options, for Jim and Steve to take the input received and revise the charter, and for everyone else, you have ideas to contribute to the text directly as well, and then for Jim to reach out to the translation and transliteration drafting team chair to open up the dialogue. So those are the action items I see. With that...
Number four, there was the fourth action to ask people to review the IRD report from two years ago.
All right. And so everyone to review the IRD report, and I will send the link of that report shortly. Did I mischaracterize anything? Okay, hearing none. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, and have a good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Thank you. Bye-bye. Operator, can you stop recording?
Yes, bye.